あそこにお猿がいるよ。
うん、かわいいな。
あそこに美味しそうな象がいる。
うん、食べ応えがありそうだの。
美味しそうな。ちょっと待って。
あそこにはいい匂いしたキリンがいるよ。
うん、香ばしいの。
香ばしいの。
じゃあもう一個、かぐわしいの。
あんなところにジャパニーズポット101がある。
なんだこの生き物は。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Okay, this next one is really out there. I think you have to be a Tokyoite to understand this. It's not that bad. Okay, let's listen.
シャーパーティー行くぞ。
シャーパーティー。
可愛い子めっちゃ来るよ。
マジで？
マジ。
つか場所どこよ？
スガモ。
え？
スガモ。
スガモ。
ナオミさん行ったことあります？
え、どういう意味？
おー、失礼。
違います。
あ、私ね、友達が My friend lives in Sugamore.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. But Sugamore is a really nice place to live. There are many shops and big supermarket.
And red pants?
そうね。 Sugamore is known as a town for old people or elderly people.
Yeah, I've heard old people's mecca.
そうそうそうそう。おばあちゃんのメッカ。でも、I think it's quite interesting place to walk around.
Yeah, kind of 下町。
そう。
Like old town.
そうそうそう。
What kind of shop is there?
Red pants.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the old people love red pants.
underwear for old people とか。でも、かわいいお店もたくさんあります。おせんべいを売っていたり。
Oh, rice crackers.
Yeah, and I think that depends on the day, but there are some street vendors.
I saw a McDonald's.
Ah, そうね。
All right. So why, at the end, like, Yoshikai was very confused when Yuki said Sugamo. Why was he confused? What was the setup?
I invited Yoshikai to the party.
And you're saying, かわいい子いっぱい来るよ。There's a bunch of cute girls.
Cute oba-san.
Oba-san is cute.
Jukujo.
Jukujo.
Okay, so yeah, crazy party in Sugamo. Okay, the next one is really strange also. This one is all Yoshikai. Yuki and I were in the studio with him, and I don't know why he said this.
Yukiuji, Yukiuji.ジャパニーズポッド101は最高でござるな。もえ
ナオミ先生どう思いますか？
I can't even say it.
ナオミ先生、説明してください。
わかんない、これ。何？勇気うじ？
Yeah, I think he made a mistake.
Uji is kind of like Mr., right?
Right, yeah, I think it should have been she, right?
Ah, but same kanji, but different pronunciation.
Right.
So he should have said Yukishi, instead of Yukiuji.
I don't really see that kanji much, except on TV.Like for politicians?
Mm-hmm.
I see it with politicians. Anyone else? Why did Yoshika use it?
It probably is an otaku term, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
We are not otaku, so...
We don't understand.
Maki-shi とかっていうのかな?
I prefer dono.
Maki-dono.
We also saw that de gozaru again.
最高でござるな。最高ですね。っていうことですね。
Again, I think this is an otaku thing. And he said moe.
This part is everybody knows.
Everyone knows by now. Because we had the maid cafe lesson. So anyways, none of us read the manga that the people who use these terms read, so we don't know. If you do, please leave a post on the message board. Actually, I really do want to know. Okay, we're up to our second to last one. This is taking longer than I thought, so let's really quickly go through the next one. It's from a famous TV show.
Kaku-san, Suke-san, もういいでしょう。
えい、静まれ静まれ。控え控え控えおろ。このジャパニーズポットが目に入らぬか。
Naomi-san.
Hi, that's my grandma's favorite TV show, Mito Koumon.
When I was kids, I just mimicked this phrase again and again.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
この門どころが目に入らぬか。
Naomi-san.
Oh no. Oh no, Maki.
You have mondokoro?
Mondokoro wa
emblem. I have
about
60 of these.
Oh no.
I have pillows. I have real inro. I have omamori. I have my train pass. My keitai. My keitai has an inro. Maybe we should tell them what I just flashed in the studio.
Maki-san showed us mondokoro. A family emblem?
Yeah, it's the family crest.
Yeah,
or family of seal of
Tokugawa family. And Tokugawa family has the crests of Hollyhock.
Hollyhock, yeah.
Aoi no mondokoro.
So yeah, the Tokugawa family. This was the shogun ke. So the shogunal family. In this TV show, right, Mito Koumon, he's a feudal lord, and he travels around the country in disguise. And find some place where some local lord is taking advantage of the common man. And then a fight happens at the end.
Always the happy ending.
Always the same happy ending. It's that same phrase. And they start fighting. And then the old guy says,
Kaku-san, Suke-san, mou ii deshou.
Kaku-san, Suke-san, that's enough.
Like Kaku-san, Suke-san are guard? Security guard?
Yeah. I think of him as, like, his Robin. But my favorite sidekick is Hachibe. The guy he's always eating. That guy rules.
So, ne, Mito Koumon, the main character, has basically four or five sidekicks.
Sidekicks, yeah, groupies.
Yeah, he has five sidekicks. Two of them are Kaku-san and Suke-san.
Yeah.
One is, Maki just mentioned, it's called Hachibe. He's always eating dango.
He's helpful
for finding dango.
And Mito Koumon has ninja sidekicks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yashichi.
And there's like a woman too. Mm-hmm. There's a woman. She's always taking a bath.
So.
And like splashes the dirty old man. Like that's her trick.
So ne. And she's also a ninja.
She's also the ninja?
Yeah, I think
she changes
trained.
Her clothes.
Yeah. By the way, female ninja is not called ninja. They're
really?
Called kunoichi.
Yeah. Mina-san, did you know that? And after that, they show the symbol, Aoi no Gomon, the mark of the Tokugawa family, and they say,
Kono mondokoro ga me ni hairanu ka.
And this hairanu is
hairanai.
Old style.
So, me ni hairu means mieru.
Yeah, don't you see this mark? Don't you know what this is? Everyone sees it. Of course, they recognize this as the mark of the shogun family, and they realize that they're fighting their own master. And they all drop their swords. They get down on the ground. They're like, oh no!
So. 申し訳ございません.
Yeah. Every time, the same ending.
But sometimes people try to kill Mito Koumon.
Oh yeah?
You should check it out.
I think you can find some clips on YouTube of the finale. So you guys can get a look at it. So for the rest of that conversation, check the PDF because we're going to move on to the next one now. And this one is actually an outtakes version. We aired a different version that was a lot smoother than this one. But this one is so funny. We wanted to show you. It's actually what opened up this episode. So we're going to listen to it one more time now. So please enjoy.
あそこにお猿がいるよ。
うん、かわいいな。
あそこに美味しそうな象がいる。
うん、食べ応えがありそうだの。
その子ちょっと待
って。あそこにはいい匂いしたキリンがいるよ。
香ばしいの。
香ばしいの。
じゃあもう一個もう一個かぐわしいの。
あんなところにジャパニーズポット101がある。
なんだこの生き物は。
So this was the first scripted intro that we ever did. Everything else up to this point was improvised or just thrown together at the last moment. But Yoshikai still improvised his lines, and that's what we were laughing about. So this is, who's this conversation between?
Father and son in the zoo.
I think this will be funny if Naomi is the father and we'll keep Yuki as the son. Yuki, take it away.
あそこにお猿がいるよ。
かわいいな。
I said, there are monkeys over there.
Okay, so yeah, there's monkeys over there.
Oh yeah, they're cute.
That's pretty normal.
Not so bad. To quote Peter, next we have...
Next we have...
あそこに美味しそうな象がいるよ。
食べ応えがありそうだの。
Has anybody eaten elephant?
Well, first, what did you say?
That elephant looks delicious.
And I said, well, it looks quite filling.
Actually, this is a really, really good phrase.
食べ応えがある。
Can you break that down really slowly for the listeners?
食べ応えがある。食べ応えがある means filling. で、例えば、見応えがあるとかだと、worth seeing.
It's really useful.
そう、読み応えがあるだと worth reading.
See, I'm trying to justify this conversation. But that is really useful. That is really,
yeah,
really good grammar. Okay, Yuki is like almost falling out of his seat here. Okay, and the sentence ending particle is great. This is perfect for Naomi Sensei to use.
No,
a long no, not a short no.
I don't use it. Do you use it, Yuki-san?
I don't either.
そうね。Grandfather might use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I first heard this in some of our old mukashi banashi lessons. The old guys were always using ja for the copula. Jaro for daro. Ja
そうね、
for da.
Maki ja.
Yeah. And instead of na, they would use no.
そうね、綺麗だねの代わりに綺麗だの。
綺麗じゃの。
そうそうそう。
That just rolls off your tongue, Naomi Sensei. All right.
Next we have.
あそこにはいい匂いしたキリンがいるよ。
香ばしいの。
That giraffe has good smelling.
Giraffe smells good, right?
香ばしいの。香ばしい means spicy or spicy savor?
Yeah.
So, oh, that has spicy savor.
Like a really spicy, savory, delicious
giraffe
smell. Like, just to give an example of how bizarre this word is with this animal, what kind of food would you say has that smell?
Garlic は香ばしいですね。
Matsutake, it's kind of mushroom, is 香ばしい。
あと baked corn とかね。
Next we have...
あんなところにジャパニーズポット101がいるよ。
なんだこの生き物は。
Okay, and of course, you know, we had to fit Japanese pod into this. So, Yuki?
Oh, this is Japanese pod 101.
What is this creature?
Why did Yoshikai invert the word order?
To emphasize the question? なんだこの生き物は。
It's kind of negative, right?
Yeah.
What is that thing? What the heck is that?
So, what the heck、creature? Is this?
Okay, I guess that's all the time we have today. I hope you guys had as much fun with these intros as we did. And yeah, check out the PDF. We're going to have transcript for all of them. So you don't want to miss that. How do you guys feel about doing another culture class on intros?
難しい。
But the people want it. They're asking for it. Naomi-sensei.
Naomi-sensei, やりましょう。
そうだの。
お願いします。Okay. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
お疲れ様。
じゃあ、また。